Hello, foodies, and welcome to this special episode. We have a habit of literally dropping our celebrational episodes, so we thought it would be a good idea to do it differently this time. So welcome to episode 600. My name is John, and on this special show, we will not discuss the release content, we will not make any dad jokes, and nor shall we make any gameplay-related tips. What we'll do is to take a short tour through the history of Food & Review, let the current team say a little something, thank you for supporting us, and you get a chance to win the Celebrational Esports kit, which I'm currently wearing if you're watching the video show. So get your notebook ready, because somewhere during this episode, I'll ask one question, and if you answer it correctly by sending the right answer to any of our socials, which is, of course, at Food Coaching Everywhere and Food Coaching Official on TikTok, or even by sending an email to foodandreview@gmail.com. And if you get the correct answer in, we'll put you into the draw. And on episode 601, we'll draw the winner of 2 shirts, which will ship in your requested size and to anywhere in the world. And last, but certainly not least, our most loyal fans who are on our Discord, which of course you can now join for free by clicking the link in the description, donated all towards the Macmillan Cancer Support. Well, I'm extremely happy and very proud to announce we have gathered a whopping £750 for the cause, which is donated by the time you will listen to this episode. So that's £750 for the Macmillan Cancer Support. Everyone that made a donation got at least one draw in for a separate chance to win the esports jersey as well, which Chris will update everyone on through the Discord channel. All right, so without any further delay, let's get into episode 600. Let's say hi to Yngvi first. Yngvi is the co-founder of the show, and although I like to think I know lots about the gameplay side of this game, I know very little about anything in the menus or any players. I've met Yngvi online through a old guys play FIFA group, which, by the way, I wasn't that old yet. I was actually the youngest in that group, but hey. Anyways, Yngvi was and is extremely knowledgeable, soft-spoken, and very organized. Making his debut with me on episode 0, which was our pilot episode, Yngvi has been on 326 episodes so far. And he even went as far as joining me on a journey to see if we can make a food daily show, which by now you know that wasn't doable in the long term. Anyways, let's give it up for Mr. Food Database. It's Yngvi.
Hello, my name is Yngvi. I'm one of the co-founders of the podcast. I met John many years ago on Twitter, and we started a group on WhatsApp talking about foot and FIFA, that's what it was called in general at that time, and we, a little bit of the more kind of older generation of players, talked about what we liked and what we didn't, and John kind of mentioned starting a podcast several times, and I was really skeptical, and I think John kind of had to sweeten the deal a little bit before I managed to kind of jump into it. I was a little bit skeptical, but I'm really glad we started in August 2019. We're doing this so many years now, and I've learned so much about podcasting, the game, new friends, the community, how big it really is. I met so many great friends. We kind of started with the daily podcast, but I found kind of crazy when I think about it now. We kind of cut it down after a while. It was a lot of work, and our technology wasn't the best as well, but our equipment upgraded and our pod has been, I think the quality has raised as well, which I'm really happy about. Me and John have had many discussions about things, and with the other guys as well, we had some great discussion on the podcast, and I really feel fortunate to be a part of this, and I'll be forever grateful for John getting me into this, and he's a friend that I really trust, and I'm really happy to have in my life, and the same with the other guys, Chris, Dan, John, Nate, everyone that's been on the podcast as well, our guests, the other guys in the Discord, is like it's great having this in kind of daily life, pretty much. It's kind of boring a day without something to do with the pod or the people around it. So I'm really happy with that. I hope you guys enjoy it. I've enjoyed our 600 episodes so far, and I don't have any plans to quit. And I'm really looking forward to the future and see how far and where we get. And I really, really appreciate all your support. It's been awesome. And if anything, just hit me up on socials, come to our Discord. I'm here for you. Thanks.
Next up, a man that doesn't need an introduction. It's the Velvet Voice himself with 135 episodes. And that's excluding all of the bonus show he did. He's in third of the host, and we're very lucky to have him on our team. I remember him sending me a message during the pandemic asking if we needed any help for the show. One chat later, and it felt like I met a kindred soul. A kind heart, a smooth voice, trader extraordinaire, but above all, the best podcaster in FC history, in my honest opinion, it's none other than Daniel, aka Wimby.
Hello, I am Dan, always known as Wimby, and it is great to be here on episode 600. I have been following Foot Interview ever since I got reintroduced to FIFA and especially to Ultimate Team during the pandemic in 2020. I was seeking out podcasts and found this fantastic show. And I've kind of been involved ever since. I hosted my first show, I think, in 2021. And I've just loved every minute of it. And whilst it's been fun doing the recordings, doing the pods and everything like that, the best thing about it all has been the community and the jokes and the laughs that we've all had together. It's just been fantastic. I will never tire, despite my bad reactions of something like Grandpapa Mac's dad jokes. I will never tire of speaking to my good friend Shaq about trading and helping other people to try and make some coins. And all the laughs I have with Nate, all the times he's bullied me into doing icon packs and things like that. And of course, everybody that I've hosted and co-hosted a show with over these past 3 and a bit years. It's been a fantastic journey. I can't wait to see what the future holds. I hope I'm going to be around here till episode 1000 and beyond. But look, happy birthday, Foot in Review, and a big thank you, especially to John, for giving me the platform to speak to all of you and also for trusting me to do a show. It has been one of the best things I've ever got involved in. Massive credit to him for doing all of the hard work behind the scenes. I have the easy job. I just get to sit here and talk absolute nonsense that hopefully some of you at least appreciate for an hour or so a week. But look, hope everybody out there is really well. Can't wait for more. And I said, happy birthday, Foot in Review.
Hi guys, this is John, just popping in and asking you the question to win the esports jersey with. I know you've been writing the notes left and right. There's so much information being thrown into this podcast. How many episodes did someone make? When did they make the debut? It's all very cool to know, but alas, it is not the question we'll be asking for you to win this t-shirt. The only question we have, and just send us an email, send us a message, is how many episodes did we make? How many full episodes did we make? Which episode are we celebrating now? Just send us the number. You know it, what number it is. It is 600. So everyone that's listening to this can actually win the t-shirt. Send us 600. DM us. Send us a message somewhere at Foot Coaching Official on TikTok, at Foot Coaching everywhere else, or Foot and Review at gmail.com. And you get a chance to win it. So send us a message, 600, and win the t-shirt. He doesn't like green at all. He has offered me to stay in his house when I went to Scotland and show me the ins and out of Edinburgh, which he also tricked me into thinking it was pronounced Edinburgh. It is the man I've had several comedy shootouts with, but I never lost one because most of his jokes fairly got lost into translation. It is the oldest of our team, but a big teddy bear, hence the nickname, the big event organizer himself, formerly known as the Coach Slayer, did a whopping 124 episodes, including a whole series of bonus shows on our Patreon. I can keep talking about him for weeks, but I won't. It is the only man that ever got me to shed a tear as well. It is my pleasure to say hi to Chris, Grandpapa Mac, aka the Food and Review Daddy Bear.
Hello, footies. It's me, Chris, Grandpapa Mac, the Food and Review Teddy Bear. Welcome you to our wonderful 600th episode. Thank you so much for being part of our amazing journey. Who'd have thought when I joined in episode 114 I would still be here at 600? Certainly not me. I thought I'd have been found out by now and kicked off. It's been great, I have to say. I've really absolutely enjoyed it. Spending time with the guys, chatting about a game that we absolutely love. To John, Yngwie, Dan, the rest of the hosts, thank you so much for letting me be a part of this. And to you, our listeners and our Discord members, thank you so much. I always say that this podcast is built for our community, by our community, and that is absolutely true. Hence why I'm wearing green and white tonight. You may be wondering, it's a strange choice of colour for me, but we have been raising money for Macmillan Cancer Trust, as you can see for those who are watching on my shirt. It is a Macmillan cycling jersey I wore once before, and I want to say a big thank you to the guys in the Discord, our listeners, the Foot and Review trainees, our friends and family who have donated such a large sum of money. And that money will be donated to that such an amazing charity to combat that horrible disease. John asked us what has been our highlights on the many shows that I've done. I think it's 124, I think, off the top of my head. Well, that's not really true. John counted them, but I'll try and claim that one. I think for me was the one we did with Anna, talking Anna Foote, as she's called. What a laugh she was. Absolutely up for a loads of fun, an absolute diamond of a person, and someone we will definitely get back on the show. In terms of an episode that I listened to that really stuck in my mind, for me was when Tolando was on, James, and his story is so inspirational. He's a great guy, and a one person I'd love to be on. I've never been on a show with him before, and I'm looking forward to it, but hopefully not after Celtic beat us in the Old Firm Derby come this Sunday. But the show that really, really sticks in my mind is one that we did with my good friend Tommy B, John and I, where we talked about Tommy and the demons that he's faced through addiction. His honest chat and conversation that we had and the way that he just described it and how actually FIFA itself had helped him is just an amazing episode. So I've just marked your cards with that one. It's episode 174. If you haven't heard it or haven't heard it for a while, please go back and check it. It is well worth a listen. But again, I won't keep you guys. There's far better people than me coming on. I just want to say a big thank you to everybody. It's been great. It's been an amazing journey. It's come up for 4 years for me. And I can't think of anything that's been a negative, especially, you know, with Crete coming up in May, our second visit to Crete with Marius and his wonderful family and the amazing staff at the Avamar Hotel. If you're looking for a great summer holiday, check it out, avamar.gr. You're going to have an amazing time if you ever go. And again, we'll probably have another meetup in Edinburgh. I'm talking to John and trying to twist his arm to get him to come over and join us here in Scotland. But I will leave you one final fact, and that is, do you know in Hawaii you're not allowed to laugh? Yes, folks, that is true. You're not allowed to laugh in Hawaii. You're only allowed aloha.
Our next host that wants to say hi is one of our friends from Perth, Scotland, the man that's known locally for clearing all the bars of all their Long Island teas. He's a big part of the Foot Coaching team as one of our top analysts and a wonderful human being. It is the beard-wearing real-life football scout. It is our own scout. It's Nathan.
Guys, it's Nathan, aka The Scout here, recording from not-so-sunny Perth in Scotland. First of all, just a massive congratulations to the OGs of Foot and Review, John and Yngwie. Brilliant show, and it's an absolute pleasure and privilege to be a part of. First things first, it's an amazing community. It's been brilliant. I joined the hosting team in 2021. It's helped me through personally some really tough times. We've had lockdowns, mental health. It's been phenomenal. What a place. The Discord has been incredible. Made some friends for life, you know, John and Dan, etc. It's been amazing. It's been an absolute blast. Love the podcast. I was a big time listener before it. Yngwie's voice and his knowledge was amazing. John's Dutchness was just brilliant. Then early 2021, when Dan joined, loved that sort of silky smooth voice. Had some great times recording. I know me and Dan have vented a lot. Big shout out to Nishant as well, because his rants has always made my day whenever he's on it. I listen to it. Helping out with Dan and Shaq on the trading show. Just sessions with John. We've been playing Coat with John and Dan. The whole thing's just been an incredible experience and something I'm so proud to be a part of. 600 episodes is massive, massive. Such a commitment. And, you know, I don't think people realize the work that goes into it, especially from John and Dan, you know, the regular hosts. Personal highlight for me was starting to host a few shows. I know I'm not the easiest to understand with my sort of Scottish-English hybrid accent, but it's been brilliant. So much fun. I can't even highlight a particular episode I really like because they've all just been brilliant. So yeah, I just wanted to pop on, say massive congratulations. And you know, I'll not even try and sign off with a funny joke. I'll leave that to Grandpapa Mac, who is the absolute icon of our own in our bad dad jokes. Anyway, that's it for now. Just wanted to say hi, congratulations. Look forward to many, many more. I hope everyone's well and we'll speak soon. Thank you.
Next up is one of our earliest fans, but with the actual Food and Review team since August 2020. It is the man that always makes it hard for me to see if I did a show or if he did one. It is the person that can't stop talking about food, which is why he's known as Talking Food on socials, rocking along with 39 show appearances so far. And he is responsible for all the daily funny posts in our Discord. He is the man with the best name in the world, if I do say so myself. Also from Perth, Scotland, it is John, a.k.a. Talking Food.
Hi all, it's John, Talking Food from Bonnie, Scotland. And I just want to wish everybody at the Food and Review podcast a huge congratulations on reaching the milestone of 600 episodes and here to the next 6,000. Where did it all start for me? Back in the early days, not episodes 1 or 10, but I caught the podcast not long after that, befalling them ever since. Obviously a little bit biased now that I'm part of the podcast team, but for me, it was and is still the best because it's about friends. So you can clearly hear when you listen to the podcast, it's friends having a discussion. Now each person brings their own point of view, sometimes it's agreement, sometimes it's disagreement. But that was what caught my attention, it was friends having a chat about the game that I was invested in. Some favourite moments? Oh God, there are loads, but I'll pick two. One is back in 2020 when I was invited on as a guest for the podcast for the first time. I was bricking it. But John and Evie were brilliant, so professional, kept the show going, and made me look like I was part of the show. So much, much appreciation and love for that. The second thing is the community that's now grown. Now, while it's maybe not the biggest community out there, it is a fantastic community. And the community goes from strength to strength. So for me personally, I've been to two Edinburgh meetups. I'm going to Crete this year. I missed Crete last year through other commitments. And this is just the sort of things that the community do. They're invested in each other. We've just come off some back of some fundraising, so no spoilers for that, but that's fantastic. And it just shows what this community is great for. But enough for me. There's only one thing left to say, and that's to drop it.
All the way from down under. Now, a steady part of our weekly release schedule. He's a super trader, super smart and well-spoken. I could say he's basically our market analyst of podcast. He supports Manchester United, which he's shown several times on the video show. He made his debut in July of 2022 with a total of 26 shows currently. Of those 26 shows, though, 23 were in the last 100 episodes, so expect a lot of shows incoming. The man's so cool, even his family doesn't call him by his real name, which is also my best kept secret. It is none other than the mythical Shaq Attack.
Hey everyone, my name is Shaq, I'm from Brisbane, Australia. I've been following this show for almost about 2.5 years now. I still remember it was a case of long time listener, first time caller, when I actually got an opportunity to guest appear on the podcast a couple of years ago, and I really enjoyed the experience. And lo and behold, a couple of years in, I've done quite a few shows under my belt right now, and loving the experience so far of doing the show. The actual show itself is probably something that was really unique, and I really liked the concept of it originally, because at that point in time there was hardly any foot podcasts, and John and Envy managed to create a foot and review show which literally reviewed the content in foot on a daily basis, which is a big feat. And I absolutely love the concept, and I still to this day I really love the fact that we have a show that's really balanced, and it doesn't lean one way or the other. The negativity is very minimal. It's very pragmatic in his approach. So I really enjoy the experience so far, and I think my favorite, for me, my most standout moment on the show was, it's just a unique thing that is unique to me, was the fact that a couple of years ago, maybe last year, we had a hero, SVC, and our good friend Grandpapa Mac packed a aloe vera, and I was listening to the show while I was doing some gardening, and he opened the pack on the episode, if I'm not mistaken, and he was very underwhelmed with what he packed, and I had to rub my ears and open our foot bin to see his price, and that's a memory that sticks in my head, because at that point in time he really underestimated what a good pull he had. And that's one of the funny memories that I have of our good friend Grandpapa Mac. So, and that happened live on the show. So it's one of those things. There's a whole lot of snippets, but this is the first thing that came into my head, and a small little glimpse of foot memory in my head from the Foot and Review podcast. Well, 600 episodes in, looking forward to another 1,000 plus more, and see you at the 1,000 episode special. Thanks. Bye.
Last but not least, it is our junior member. He came on board as a producer, helping with our social content, and he writes the amazing blog In Edit Time, which you can find these days on footinreview.com. You haven't seen him too much in front of the cameras yet, but you surely will over the summer. That's a little spoiler for you. I'd like to call him the producer / seducer, but don't let his wife hear that. It is time for Kyle.
Hello footies, Kyle here. Wow, episode 600. John, you must be so proud of getting Foot in Review to 600 episodes. Congratulations, my friend. A little bit about me. I'm based in England and I support the world's oldest professional football club, Notts County. I joined the pod in 2022. I made my podcast debut in the same year. John, helpfully or unhelpfully, gave me the nickname of producer / seducer. Not sure where that came from. Yeah, I might have to ask John himself. What I really love about the pod is the community, the vibes, and the engagement that you guys bring. The Discord is such an amazing, knowledgeable place to talk all things FIFA and, more recently, FC24. We all have our gripes with the game. We all have our ups and downs. But one thing's for sure, Foot in Review, if you're nuts about FIFA and FC24, this is the place to be. John, keep up the great work. You're doing amazing things, my friend. And I will see you guys very, very soon. Cheers.
Well, you've heard the team say their things, and they said it's my turn now. However, there's really nothing I could say that they haven't said yet. I just want to thank the team, and obviously everyone that ever was a part of the podcast team, especially Andrew, Tyler, Nishant, and Aaron. And most of all, I want to thank you. Yeah, you, our listeners and viewers, our community, the heart and soul of this podcast. You're the reason we grind on all night to get a podcast edit finished in time. You're the reason we still hit that record button after so many years. You're also the reason we keep doing this. You just know that every single listen, download, view, thumbs up, share, like, retweet, repost, email, and message is seen and appreciated. And although we've gotten a little too big to answer all your questions and messages, I do read every single one of them. I promise you that. I'm proud of doing so many shows, but it wouldn't mean a thing if you didn't tune into them. I'm proud of the events we've hosted and events we will host. But if nobody would show up, it wouldn't be much fun for long. But most of all, I'm happy and proud of the fact we keep doing this our way, without all the negativity, with proper discussions and with a team that sticks together no matter what life throws our way. So thank you for listening. And thank you, Ingvi, for starting this with me. And of course, a big thanks to Daniel, Chris, Nathan, Shaq, John, Kyle, and of course, Aaron, Andrew, Nishant, and Tyler before them. And let's keep this going for another couple of hundred shows. Know that you are appreciated. Know that I'm grateful and know that we'll see you on the next show. But for now, it's time for me to drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. 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 T. 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 In view. F-U.